KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 52 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Trevor Fredrickson Foundation has announced two recent donations. The foundation has presented a check for $1,000 to the Schuler Elementary School in Atlantic for their computer program, and $500 was donated to the Friends of Lake Anita for their annual fishing clinic held at the first Saturday in June. The clinic, which has been held for several years, is a great way to kick off summer, enjoy the outdoors, and spend time with family. The checks were presented by Trevor's mom and fund spokesperson Melanie Petty. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund was started to give back to the community that Trevor loved. Trevor was 21 years old when he died during a 2009 house fire in Council Bluffs. Students with the Griswold Community School District and in the Lewis area have an opportunity to receive one of two $10,000 scholarships from the Roy and Lois Jahnke Memorial Scholarship Fund. The fund is made possible through the estates of Roy Ernest and Lois Yulan Jahnke. The two $10,000 awards may be made each year for students who grew up in the Lewis area. A list of requirements and applications can be picked up in the Griswold Community School District's High School Central Office or downloaded off the website. The applications are accepted from May 15th through June 15th. Roy Jahnke was born and raised in the Lewis area. He graduated from the Lewis High School in 1949 and married Lois Jahnke, who was born in Brazil, Iowa. Lois graduated from Centerville High School and later attended college in Cedar Falls, the couple farmed southeast of Lewis. In addition, Lois taught elementary school in Lewis, and Roy was a custodian and bus driver for the Lewis School. Both Roy and Lois were certified ceramic teachers, members of several organizations, and the Jahnkes were passionate about the Lewis community and school district and felt education to be a conduit to a fulfilling life. Elsewhere in the news, Highway 173, just north of Interstate 80, was partially blocked for a few hours Thursday morning after a semi attempted to make a turn and became stuck in the ditch. The accident happened around 7:15 a.m. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Ayers told KJAN News yesterday the truck driver and his passenger, both of whom are from Bosnia and worked for a Canadian trucking company, tried to back the trailer into a field drive to turn around when the load shifted in the trailer, causing it to enter the ditch. The semi and tractor and cab were blocking the northbound lane. A couple of wreckers worked to remove the semi and trailer from the ditch, and traffic had been directed into the single southbound lane in the interim. The tractor and semi were finally removed at around 9:45 a.m. Minor damage was reported to the vehicle. A woman from Madison County died in a crash Thursday morning west of Cumming. The Iowa State Patrol says 63-year-old Josephine Rose Snyder of Winterset died at the scene of the crash between her 2015 Polaris Triple S Slingshot three-wheel motorcycle and a 1995 Ford van. The crash happened as a van driven by 19-year-old Jaeger Lon Bambrook of Pleasant Hill was westbound on County Road G14 at around 7 a.m. and crossed into the eastbound lane to pass a vehicle turning north onto Woodland Avenue. The three-wheel motorcycle was traveling east on G14. Both vehicles left the road and entered the south ditch in an attempt to avoid a collision, but they struck each other in the ditch with the van overturning. Bambrook and a passenger of the van, 19-year-old Nicholas Bjork of Des Moines, were transported by helicopter to the hospital in Des Moines. The accident had remained under investigation. Police in Creston Thursday evening arrested 21-year-old Tyler White of Creston. White was taken into custody just before 7 p.m. on a charge of simple assault. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. A Glenwood woman was arrested Monday on a warrant for theft. Glenwood police said 25-year-old Kimberly Frazier was arrested on the warrant out of Mills County. Her bond was set at $300. The U.S. Justice Department has reached a settlement with Council Bluffs stemming from allegations a 9,000-seat arena did not provide proper access for those with disabilities. The department announced Thursday that the city of Council Bluffs must provide at least 56 wheelchair and companion seats throughout the Mid-America Center, an arena that hosts events that include concerts, basketball, and hockey games. Companion seats don't have an armrest or include removable armrests for those who assist people in wheelchairs. Under the agreement, the city must also revise its pricing policy to ensure that people with disabilities have equal access to buy tickets for those seats. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires wheelchair seating locations to be an integral part of seating plans in newly constructed arenas, which includes the Mid-America Center. The Shelby County Trails Committee will be gathering to bike, walk, and run at numerous venues throughout the county in 2016, and I invite you to join them to show your support and desire for trails in Shelby County. In the process, you'll get some exercise, good company, the opportunity to sample some refreshments, and learn what needs to be done to make a trail system in the county a reality. The first event takes place beginning at 6 p.m. Thursday, May 26th at Polly's Pub in Panama and will conclude at Norma Jean's. The final destination is the Bent Rim Fermentation Project at the intersection of Main Street and Highway 191 in Panama. Runners and walkers will travel south along Highway 191. Each individual will decide when to turn around and return to Panama. The bikers will ride south on 191 to Portsmouth, and those riders who want to experience hills will continue to Westphalia by Highway 44, Highway M16, and Highway F32. And from Westphalia, riders will return to Panama by Highway F32. Riders who want to stick to the flat roads will return to Panama from Portsmouth on Highway 191. If you'd like additional information, see the contact information links under this same story on our news, sports, or ag and outdoor pages at KJAN.com. The amount of water being released from dams along the Missouri River has been cut to help reduce the risk of flooding downstream after recent heavy rains. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers reduced the amount of water released from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border to 14,000 cubic feet per second from 21,000 cubic feet per second. Water Management Chief Jody Farhat said the change should reduce the risk of flooding downstream of the dams in Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, but it won't eliminate the chance of flooding. Flooding could still occur if heavy rains fall in areas where streams and the Missouri River are already at elevated levels. The Corps says it will increase releases from the dams after river levels begin to fall. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.